愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我们这个礼拜的读经是罗马书的第五章到十一章。
This week's Bible reading is Romans chapter 5 to 11.
还有出埃及记。
As well as Exodus.
那把罗马书跟出埃及记放在一起是很有意思的。
And it's very interesting that we would put Exodus and Romans together.
因为罗马书就是新约版的出埃及记。
Because Romans is the New Testament version of Exodus.
我们上个礼拜六也介绍出埃及记其实就是讲天路历程。
Last Saturday we spoke that Exodus is actually the road to heaven.
所以出埃及记分作两部分。
So Exodus can be divided into two parts.
第一部分就是救赎。
The first part is redemption.
就是救他们出埃及。
As to deliver them out of Egypt.
那进到埃及以后，神就开始颁布律法。
And after they've entered into Egypt, God gave them law.
然后就教他们怎么崇拜服事。
And through this law, how to worship and to serve God.
所以出埃及记就是救赎跟崇拜。
So Exodus is talking about deliverance and worship.
那如果我们看罗马书
，If we look at the book of Romans,
罗马书也分作两部分。
Romans can also be divided into two parts.
第一部分就是救赎。
The first part is also deliverance or redemption.
就是第一章到十一章。
So from chapter 1 to 11 is talking about redemption.
那第二部分就是侍奉。
And the second part is talking about serving.
就是从十二章一直到结束。
From chapter 12 to the ending of Romans.
神救我们就是要我们学习怎么开始来侍奉他。
The reason God saved us is in order for us to serve him.
所以这个两部书其实互相有关系。
So these two parts have a connection with each other.
那如果我们看罗马书
，So if we turn to the book of Romans,
那我们就会发现罗马书的救赎里面还就分作两段。
We can see that redemption can be divided into two more parts.
第一个就是称义。
The first is justification.
就是从第三章一直到第六章。
Which it talks about from chapter 3 to chapter 6.
那第二个就是成圣。
And the second one is sanctification.
那成圣就是从第七章一直讲到第八章。
And sanctification is talked about in chapter 7 to 8.
那称义是恩典。
To be justified is grace.
好像出埃及这个完全是恩典。
Just like to be delivered out of Egypt, this is grace.
他们也没有做什么。
It was not because of their deeds.
这是很痛苦，向神哀求，那神就差遣摩西把他们救出来。
It's because they cried out to God out of their pain, so God delivered them and through Moses.
那在救赎的过程，虽然法老王相当有权柄要阻止，但是神的能力更大，最后他就放他们出去了。
So although throughout the process, Pharaoh he had his armies who tried to keep the Israelites from leaving Egypt, but God prevailed.
那在罗马书里面在讲这个称义也是一样。
So in the book of Romans, when it talks about justification, it is also the same.
称义完全是恩典。
So to be justified, this is by grace.
我们人没有功德可夸。
Man has nothing that we can boast about.
所以从第三章到第六章就是在讲称义。
So from chapter 3 to chapter 6, it talks about to be justified.
但是如果我们看旧约这个出埃及记以色列百姓出埃及以后，在旷野就要操练。
But we can see from the book of Exodus, once the Israelites were delivered from Egypt, in the wilderness is when they began their training.
然后就要跟亚玛利人征战。
And that's when they fought with the Amalekites.
那进入迦南以后。
And after they enter the land of Canaan,
迦南里面有几个当地的种族非常的凶悍。
There were several groups of people who already were living in Canaan who were very powerful.
而且有耶利哥城，罪恶的城。
And there was also the city of Jericho.
所以他们要靠着神的应许、神的能力把他们赶出去，把城打下来。
So they had to rely on the promise as well as the power of God in order to drive these people out.
那这一段是出埃及以后人应该要有的努力才能够得到迦南。
So this shows that after we've been delivered from Egypt, man must also exert his own effort to enter the land of Canaan.
那如果我们回到罗马书来看，
If we turn back to the book of Romans,
到第六章讲称义以后，
After chapter 6, which talks about justification,
那第七章就是成圣。
Chapter 7 begins talking about sanctification.
称义是身份的改变。
To be justified is a change in status.
就是从魔鬼的儿子变成神的儿子。
So we turn from being the son of the devil to the son of God.
从魔鬼的国度迁到爱子的国度。
We turn from belonging to that of the devil to belonging to God.
但是成圣是生活实质的改变。
But sanctification is a change in our daily living.
这个就需要操练。
This is what requires training and effort.
所以不是说洗礼起来就变新人。
So it is not to say after baptism we emerge new.
洗礼罪洗干净了，但是罪性还在。
So although our sins are washed away with baptism, our sinful nature is still there.
所以第七章到第八章非常强调圣灵。
So chapter 7 and chapter 8, it emphasizes the Holy Spirit.
这是神应许的。
This is a promise from God.
要给我们，让我们得到力量，来过成圣的生活。
The Holy Spirit has been promised to us to give us strength to live a sanctified life.
所以我们这样出埃及记跟罗马书这样比较发现，罗马书就是新约版的天路历程，新约版的出埃及记。
So we can see when we compare the two books, Exodus and Romans, that Romans is the New Testament way of the road to heaven.
好，那如果我们再深入再看深一点来看称义。
If we study more in depth, sanctification.
那我们就发现在圣经讲到称义之前，先讲罪。
The Bible before it talks about justification, it first addresses sin.
人如果不觉得有罪，他就不会觉得我需要称义。
If man does not think he has sinned, then he does not feel the need to be justified.
所以很多人你要跟他传福音，他不会想要信耶稣。我一生都凭良心做事，我要信什么耶稣？
So when we preach the gospel to men, he would think, I've lived my whole life by my conscience. Why do I need to believe in Jesus?
或者说我行很多的善事，我还需要信耶稣吗？
Or they would think, I've done many good works. Do I still need to believe in Jesus?
所以有病的才用得着医生。
It is only those who are sick who have a need of a doctor.
就是人要觉得自己有罪，这个才是追求救恩的开始。
So man must feel that he has sinned. That will begin his pursuit for salvation.
因此从第三章开始就提到人的罪，从第二章开始。
So from chapter 2, it addresses man's sin.
那罪从哪里来？
Where does sin come from?
如果我们从第二章看起来，罪从离开神开始。
If we study chapter 2, sin comes from us leaving God.
故意不认识神。
Or we purposely do not know God.
那这个就是堕落的开始。
And this is the beginning of our downfall.
那人就在道德上、行为上、情欲上就一直往下坠。
So whether it be in actions or their ethics, morals, this is the decline of man.
所以圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
So in this world, we all live in sin.
没有圣经，好像没有罪人。圣经一打开来，我们都是罪人。
Without the Bible, we may not have any sinners, but once we open the Bible, we see that we are all sinners.
那圣经接着讲，就讲说，那犹太人虽然神给他律法，犹太人也好不了多少。
So the Bible also says, although the Israelites were given the law, they are not much better than us.
律法本来是好的。
The law, its intention is good.
律法是出于神的爱。
The law is from coming from God's love.
每一条都是好的。
Every part of the law is meant for good.
但是人做不来。
But man cannot fulfill the law.
所以律法越多，罪越深。
So the more laws there are, the more sins we have.
因此最后的结论就是，世界上没有一个义人。
So the only conclusion we can come to is that there is not one righteous man on this earth.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
所以人需要救恩。
So man is in need of grace.
所以这个就是称义的开始。
So this is the beginning of justification.
如果一个人觉得有罪，
If one man feels he has sin,
到最后就会来找神。
In the end, he will come to seek God.
因为人要寻求称义有两个方法。
For man to become justified, there are two ways.
一个是用立功之法，一个是用信主之法。所谓立功，就是靠行为。
So one is through deeds, and the other is through God.
但是这不可能的。
But this is impossible.
所以哥尼流虽然人看起来是义人。
So although Cornelius, he appears to be a righteous man.
他也看到天使。
He can see angels.
他祷告也蒙神垂听。
When he prays, God listens to him.
他的善行也达到神面前。
God has seen the good deeds he's done.
但是神差天使告诉他。
But God still sent an angel to tell him.
说你要请彼得来，他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
God told Cornelius that you must call for Peter. He has a gospel that he can preach to you and your whole family in order for you to be saved.
那彼得到哥尼家讲什么？
What did Peter say to Cornelius once he reached his house?
就是介绍主耶稣。
Peter introduced Jesus Christ to Cornelius.
我们称义靠恩典是靠主耶稣。
Well, to be justified, we rely on grace and we rely on Jesus Christ.
那一个大好人到最后，哥尼流要洗礼啊。
So in the end, even a good man such as Cornelius need to be baptized.
那为什么要洗礼？
Why does he need to be baptized?
洗礼就是要洗掉我们的罪。
In order to wash away our sins.
所以在罗马书里面在讲这个称义。
So in the book of Romans, when it talks about justification,
当人觉得自己靠行为没有办法的时候，这个时候人才会来找主耶稣。
Once man feels he cannot rely on his good works alone to be saved, this is when he will seek God.
所以我们回头过来看很多的宗教，虽然他那个精神很感人。
So if we look at many different religions, it could be that their doctrines are very moving.
那事实上值得我们同情。
Deserves our empathy.
因为走错了路。
Because they have only taken the wrong road.
他是要靠立功之法。
Because they are trying to be saved based on deeds.
这个律法只要犯一条就是罪的。
If you sin or if you break one law, then this is sin.
怎么有可能人一生连一条都不犯？这不可能的。
How is it possible that man live his whole life without breaking one law?
那所以立功之法不可能，就要用信主之法。
So if it's impossible to be saved through deeds, then we must be saved through believing in Jesus.
我们看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
那这个罗马书第六章主要就是讲洗礼。
So Romans chapter 6 is talking about baptism.
那我们上一次有提过以色列民过红海圣经说他是受洗归了摩西，在哥林多前书。
So in 1 Corinthians it talks about when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, this is their baptism.
归入摩西。
When they
受洗也对，归属于摩西。
After they crossed the Red Sea, this is when they belong to Moses.
因为摩西在带领他们，那摩西就是代表主耶稣。
Because Moses was their leader, and Moses represents Jesus Christ.
所以第六章就是出埃及记的过红海。
So chapter 6 is like the Israelites coming out of the Red Sea.
那这个第六章在讲与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
This is talking about to be baptized into death with Jesus Christ and to be raised through death.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
岂不知我们受洗是归入基督的人是受死归入他的死吗？
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以受洗是归入他的死。
To be baptized is to be baptized into Jesus Christ's death. 第五节。
我们在他死的形状联合，也要在他复活的形状联合。
If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
所以我们受洗要低头，跟主死的形状联合。
So when we baptize, we baptize head down in the likeness of Jesus' death.
那低头也代表一个罪人悔改的态度。
To be baptized with our heads bowed, this is also to represent a sinner's repentance.
那全身入浸就是与主同埋葬。
Full immersion is to represent to be buried fully with Christ.
所以低头全身入浸就是与主同死同埋葬。
So that's why we're baptized with our heads bowed and full immersion.
然后从水里上来就是与主同复活。
So when we rise out of the water, this is to be with Christ in his resurrection.
好，我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Verse 4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
21节,
Verse 11,
这样你们向罪也当看自己死, 向神在耶稣里去看自己是活的。
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以受洗起来已经没有罪了, 魔鬼就不能捆绑我们, 就出埃及了。
So once we rise from baptism, we are no longer bound to sin or to Satan, and we have come out of Egypt.
所以那个法老就没有办法控制神的选民了。So
Pharaoh was no longer be able to control the chosen people of God.
那这个受洗罪得赦免一个很重要的证据。
One of the more important evidence that baptism washes away sin.
就是第八章。
Is chapter 8.
16节。圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
所以我们照着圣经的方式洗礼罪得赦免，神就应许要让我们得圣灵。
So we can see that if we follow the Bible and baptism, God has promised his spirit to us.
就证明我们罪已经得赦免。
So this proves that we have already been cleansed from our sin.
那这样，从17节。
From verse 17.
就是做后世，做神的后世，要跟他一起受苦，跟他一起得荣耀。
That we become heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, that we share in his sufferings in order that we can share in his glory.
就是将来我们可以跟他在天国享受他要赐给我们的产业，天上的荣耀。
And this is also that we may abide with Christ together in heaven.
所以第六章，从第四章五章到第六章，这个就是在讲称义。So
chapters 4, 5, and 6 is talking about justification.
那这个称义的重点，就是主耶稣的宝血。The
importance of justification is the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的宝血叫做赎价。So
this is the price that... the price that we paid is the blood of Jesus Christ.
那这个赎价是血，血就是生命。
Blood represents life.
所以圣经才说我们是神重价买来的。
So the Bible says that our lives were paid with the price of Jesus.
那个重价就是主耶稣的生命。
So the price for redemption is Jesus Christ.
所以第五章的第九节才说我们靠着他的血称义。 就要免去神的愤怒。
So in chapter 5 verse 9 it says that we have been justified by his blood so we may be saved from the wrath of God.
因为罪拿掉，神的愤怒就解消了。
Because once sin is taken away then God's wrath disappears.
然后第十节。
Verse 10.
我们做仇敌的时候，借着神儿子的死，能够跟神和好。
For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son.
那有的人不是对人都很好吗? 为什么是变成神的仇敌呢?
For those people who are good to others, how did he become the enemy of God?
因为神是公义的, 有罪的就是神的仇敌。
Because God is righteous, as long as you have sin, you are an enemy of God.
那借着神儿子的死就在洗礼，罪得赦免就跟神和好。
So through the death of his son and through baptism, when we are cleansed of our sin, that has to be reconciled with Christ.
因此这个免去神的愤怒跟神的和好，这个代价就是耶稣的宝血。
So the price that must be paid to have God's wrath taken away from us and to be reconciled with him is Jesus Christ.
所以第八节。
So verse 8.
第五章第八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
唯有基督还在我们做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
约翰一书也是这样，他提到神的爱都是共同一点，主耶稣为我们死。
So first John also talks about the same thing. The most important aspect of God's love is that Jesus Christ died for us.
这个是神对人一个爱最深的表现。
This is a representation of God's deep love for mankind.
在我们还做罪人的时候，神为着救我们，差遣耶稣为我们死。
That while we were still sinners, in order to save us, God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to save us.
所以让我们白白信他，受洗，就可以称义，跟神和好。
That we can freely believe in him, that we can be justified, and that we may be reconciled with God.
所以这一部分是恩典。
So this is grace.
那受洗起来以后，现在就是要努力了。
So after we come up from baptism, this is when we must put forth our own effort.
努力就是要成圣。
And this is to become sanctified.
所以如果我们道理这样很清楚的了解，我们就知道洗礼完不是没有事情的，等进天国。
So if we are familiar, clear about the gospel, we know that after baptism, it is not that we have nothing to do, we just wait for heaven.
那洗礼完了，那个罪性还在，外面有魔鬼，里面有罪性，这个要怎么来处理才会成圣？这个就是努力的目标。
So we know that after baptism, our sinful nature is still there, and the Satan is still there. So how can we put away with our sinful nature and...live a sanctified life.
好，因此在第六章的末了哦，他说我们受洗完以后啊，可以有两个主人。
So in chapter 6, it talks about after we are baptized, there are two masters.
12节。
Verse 12.
主要不要容罪在你们必死身上作王，使你们顺从身体的私欲。13节。也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要从死里复活，将身体献给神，并且肢体做义的器具献给神。
Verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. 13. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life.And offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness.
所以在这个地方讲哦，我们一生啊，注定要做奴隶的。
So here it tells us that our entire lives we must put forth this effort.
但是我们可以选择。
But we have a choice.
我们是做罪的奴隶呢，还是要做神的奴隶、义的奴隶？
Do we give in to the evil desires, or do we live as a servant of God?
就是我们的老板，你是要让神当老板，还是要让罪当老板，而自己选择。
So we must decide who will be our boss. Will it be God, or will it be sin?
但是要真的让义来掌管我们的生命，这个需要一段努力，这个叫做成圣，成圣的过程。
But in order to live a righteous life, this process that we must go through, that is to become sanctified.
好，那这个罪的力量有多大呢
？So how strong is the power of evil？
好，如果我们没有想哦，没有去追求，我们不会觉得那一开始追求就跑罪就跑出来了。
If we do not think about it, if we do not pursue it, we may not realize just how strong evil is.
我们现在看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
好，我所愿意的。我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。十七节。
17.
即使这样，不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。这里说我不愿意我去做，这个不是真的我想做，而是罪在我里面做的。
So here Paul says that he does not do what he wants to do, but instead his body does what he does not want to do.
然后十九节。
Verse 19.
我所愿意的善，我反而不做；我所不愿意的恶，第七章，我倒去做。
In 19, it says that he does not do the good he wants to do, but the evil he does not want to do. This is what he keeps on doing.
那为什么罪会力量这么大呢
？So why is the power of sin so strong?
十八节。
Verse 18.
我也知道，在我里头就是肉体中没有良善。
Because we know that what lives in us is sinful nature.
因为人有罪恶的本性。
Because man has a sinful nature.
所以立志为善，由得我，只是行出来，由不得我。
For he has a desire to do what is good, but he cannot carry it out.
这个是保罗信主啊，信耶稣以前哦，他有良心啊，他的一个挣扎的过程。
So when Paul came to believe in Jesus, he has a conscience and he has this struggle.
就是。善做不出来，罪一直去做。
That he cannot carry out the good nature, but instead he obeyed his sinful nature.
那这样啊，我们信了耶稣受洗，虽然身份上被称作义人，但是在生活上我们还没有办法成圣。
So although we believe in Jesus and we've been baptized and we have the status of his son as a righteous person, but in our daily lives we cannot be sanctified.
那神怎么让我们成圣呢
？Then how can God sanctify us?
第一个就是借着圣灵。
The first is through the Holy Spirit.
第二个就是借着苦难。
The second is through hardships.
我们先来看，借着圣灵让我们成圣。
Let's first look at how the Holy Spirit can make us sanctified.
第八章第一节。
First, chapter 8, verse 1.
如今那在基督里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在耶稣里释放我们，使我们脱离罪跟死的律。
Chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
这里说是生命跟圣灵的律释放我。
So it is the Spirit of life that has set us free from the law of sin.
六节。
Verse 6.
第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
随从肉体体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵人体贴圣灵的事。
The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
所以我们受洗之后有两个选择。
So after we baptize, we have two choices.
第一个就是迫切祷告。
The first is to pray sincerely.
那祷告多久呢？
How long do we pray?
圣经也没有讲十五分钟、半个钟头。
The Bible does not say specifically.
那祷告都被圣灵充满。
We pray until we are fulfilled by the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵充满，神的能力充满。
If we are full of the Holy Spirit and full of God's power.
我们就从罪的律里面得到自由。
Then we are free from the law of sin.
你就不会生气。
You will not anger.
不会想抽烟。
You would not want to smoke.
不会想吸毒。
You would not want to do drugs.
不会想生气。
You would not want to be angry.
不是不可以，你努力去控制，这个会很痛苦的。
It is not that we strive very hard to keep it within us. This is very painful also.
是那个罪的力量已经被解除了。
It's that the power of sin has already been demolished.
所以你不会，你不会需要。
You just don't have that need anymore.
那这样啊，守道就很简单了。
Then it is very easy to keep the commandments of God.
所以如果圣灵没有充满一直用励志的很难。
So if we are not filled by this Holy Spirit, if we try to do it by our own efforts, it is very difficult.
那如果圣灵充满守道就很简单。
But if we are filled by the Holy Spirit, it is easy to live according to God.
所以为什么我们要认真祷告？
So why must we pray diligently?
因为里面有一个罪的律。
Because we have a sinful nature.
我们胜不过。
That we cannot overcome by ourselves.
但是神给我们一个力量的泉源。
But God gave us a strength of power, or source of power.
就是圣灵。
This is the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告到被圣灵充满，能力一充满，自由了。
So once we're full of the Holy Spirit and we're full of power, then we are set free.
那我们善的行得出，罪的不需要行，那就很自由。
So we're able to do the good works, and we no longer live according to our evil desires.
所以成圣的一个非常重要的力量就是圣灵，圣灵的充满。
So one important power to becoming sanctified is being filled by the Holy Spirit.
好，那第二个主耶稣让我们成圣，就是让我在患难中操练。
The second way to become sanctified is through hardships.
好，我们看第五章，罗马书第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
好，第一节。
Verse 1.
我们既然因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督与神相合。这个就讲受洗以后跟神相合。
This is talking about to be reconciled with God after baptism. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God.
那第二节就是说，我们站在这个恩典中，欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀，就是天国的救恩。
In verse 2, it talks about that we have gained access by faith and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
但是第三节我们看到。
But in verse 3,
患难生患难中也是患难期间，患难生忍耐，第四节，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为假受试的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So from verses 3 to 5, we can see that suffering produces perseverance, which produces character, and then hope. And lastly, hope does not disappoint us, because God has given us love through the Holy Spirit.
所以神称我们为义人，这个恩典并不等于说我们从今以后不会遇到患难。
So for us to be justified by God, to be righteous, it does not mean that we will not encounter sufferings.
但是等于遇到患难这个是神要让我们这个灵性提升的一个方法。
But instead, it is through sufferings that God could elevate our spirituality.
所以患难生忍耐。
So suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
So perseverance produces character.
啊，如果中文一看哦，老练怎么看都看不懂，老练什么意思？
If we were to look at the words for character in Chinese, it doesn't matter how we look at it, we cannot understand it.
那如果看英文 character, character 再翻回来就是个性。
But if we go from English back to Chinese, character, it means what it means in Chinese.
患难的目的是要改变我们的个性。
So the purpose of suffering is actually to change our character.
所以有时候我们发现呢，一个困难走了，另外一个困难又来。
So oftentimes we see that once we are finished with one trial, another trial has come.
那为什么这样？
Why is this so?
哦，就是要改变我们的个性。
This is in order to change our character.
好，那我们会不会在患难当中就开始在怀疑神呢？
So in the midst of our suffering, do we begin to doubt God?
第五节。
Verse 5.
哦，说老练生，这个是个性生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
So we can see that character gives hope. Turns to hope, and hope does not disappoint us.
也就是说，在患难中哦，到最后一定不会羞耻。
So we can see that in sufferings, to the end, we will not be humiliated. Why is that?
第五节。
Because of
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以当我们在患难中一直祷告，神的灵将爱充满在我们心里的时候，我们满心感觉到神很爱我。
So during our sufferings, we rely on the Holy Spirit, and through that, God pours out His love.
那患难我们也可以感谢。
So even in our sufferings, we can be thankful to God.
但是如果患难没有感觉到神的爱，
but if during our sufferings we cannot feel God's love,
也没有感受到到底神要我改变什么，
and we cannot understand what God wants to change about us.
这个患难可能就会动摇我们的信仰了。
This suffering could cause it could be a stumbling block to our faith.
所以在患难中要做什么？
So what should we do during suffering?
最重要要多祷告。
Most importantly is we must increase our prayer time.
要祷告到被神的爱充满。
We must pray until we are filled by God's love.
那我们就从心里面可以向神感谢。
So that we can be thankful to God from our hearts.
感谢神，这个是出于你的爱。
That we can be thankful knowing that suffering is because of God's love for us.
神啊，你赐给我智慧，让我明白在这个患难中你要我学什么。
We can pray for God to give us wisdom to let us know what He wants us to learn during our suffering.
所以这个是圣灵第二个功用。我们刚刚提的第一个功用是给我们力量，从罪性解消得自由。
So this is the second purpose of the Holy Spirit. We can see the first one is to fill us with His power to do away with our evil nature.
那圣灵的第二个功用就是将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，让我们在苦难中会感受到神很爱我。
So the second purpose is that it could pour out God's love into our hearts so that during suffering we will understand why.
圣灵的第三个功用，我们看第八章。
Let's look at the Holy Spirit's third purpose in chapter 8.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们，我们本不晓得应当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。二十七节。
Verse 27.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的意思替圣徒祈求。
In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
我们在平安的时候，常常不会觉得自己软弱。
So during times of peace, we will not often feel that we are weak.
那患难好像考试一样。
So suffering is much like a test.
那患难一来，我们就发现，哇，我真的软弱。
Once trials and tribulations come, that is when we realize just how weak we are.
这个患难这么大，要什么时候才会过？
This tribulation is so big, when will it pass?
那我们就觉得很软弱，那时候软弱怎么办？
So we feel very weak, but what can we do?
有时候我们软弱就会找别人谈一谈，吐苦水，当然有人愿意给我们安慰，这也很好，但这不是根本。
So during our times of weakness, we may go to others for comfort, but this is not the best method.
最根本就是要来寻求圣灵的帮助。
What we should do instead is ask God or ask the Spirit to intercede for us.
那有时候患难太大，你真的不晓得怎么祷告。我跪下去，我要求什么？我不知道怎么求。
So sometimes in our trials, it's so big that we do not know what to pray for. When we kneel down and pray, our minds are blank.
那这里说，圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
So here it says that the Spirit himself, he intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
所以我们念哈利路亚，一直讲灵言，这个圣灵用用这种叹息来代替我们祷告。
So when we pray in tongue, when we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is interceding with for us in words we cannot understand.
然后二十七节。
Verse 27.
圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
The Spirit intercedes for the saints according to God's will.
所以有时候我们跪下来祷告，想要用悟性讲，告诉主耶稣，也不晓得怎么讲，那没有关系，你就用灵言一直祷告，圣灵就照着神的旨意代替我们祷告，这样就可以祷告完，你就觉得很舒服。
So sometimes when we pray, we want to pray in understanding with our own words to tell God what we need. But instead, we can pray in spirit because the spirit intercedes according to God's will.
所以神改变我们两个方式，第一个是圣灵的力量。
So God could change us in two ways. One is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
解消我们的罪性。
I could do away with our evil nature.
第二个是让我们遇到患难。
And the second is for us to encounter suffering.
但是在患难中，他会用圣灵把爱浇灌在我们心里。
But during a time of sufferings, we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们可以用圣灵来祷告，按着神的旨意来祷告，让我们得到力量。
So we can use the Holy Spirit, which prays on accordance to God's will to give us power.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
这里讲万事就包括不顺利的。
So here it talks about in all things.
到最后哈，就要让人得益处。
In the end, it works for the good of all those.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one qualification.
就是要爱神。
We must love God.
我们所遇到任何一件事情，到最后会对我们有益处，是因为我们用爱神来回应。
Everything in all things that we encounter, if as long as we love God, it will work for our good.
所以我们每一个回应都要在神面前想，我这样做是不是爱神？
So in every reaction, we must ask God, by doing so, am I loving God?
如果真的是爱神，那一定对我们有帮助。
So if we truly do love God, then all things will work for our good.
那我们患难结束，我们就满心感谢。
So once our trials have passed, we can give thanks to God from our heart.
感谢神，让我遇到患难，今天我的灵性又更上一层。
That we can give thanks that through this suffering, our spirituality has been elevated.
我在成圣的事上又结了果子。
That through the process of being sanctified, I was able to bear fruit.
所以称义接下去就是成圣。
So after justification comes sanctification.
称义是恩典。
To be justified is grace.
成圣是我们应该的努力。
But to be sanctified is something that we must pursue for.
但是神差遣圣灵要帮助我们。
But God has promised the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们要唱诗。
Let's sing him.
50首。
Sing him 50.